neck of another group, if one group is oppressing another, if one group makes another dependent upon it, and draws the life out of that group which is dependent upon it, that's a denial of shalom. That phrase that we've come to use quite glibly today, there is no peace to the wicked, actually says there is no shalom to the oppressor. If I've got my heel on your neck, you've not got shalom, because I've quite made quite clear about that. But neither do I. My oppressing denies me shalom. So the structures in our society, which we can see quite clearly, that deny shalom, there's class structures. Class is a denial of shalom. It's an evil. Unadulterated. Unquestionable, non-negotiable evil. Racism is an evil structure. Sexism, an evil structure. Those things within society where one group oppresses another are a denial of God's purpose. So any form of injustice is a denial of God's design and God's plan. We've been looking quite a bit of that, I think, over the few hours we've got together. But let's banish right now from our minds that concern for justice is a Marxist idea, or even a liberal idea, or a social gospel idea. Concern for justice is in the heart of God. And if we would know God, we cannot be other than identified with God's concern for justice. It's not an option for some of us who've got that particular bent or kink.